It's time to go around Broadway with New York Times theater critic Charles Isherwood. Clifford Odets's drama, Golden Boy, about a young man torn between a career as a violinist and a career as a pugilist, turned 75 this year. To celebrate the anniversary, Lincoln Center Theater has produced a new staging at the Belasco Theater, where the play premiered in 1937. Golden Boy follows recent revivals of The Country Girl and Awake and Sing, two other Odets plays. Charles, how does Golden Boy hold up?
Well, this play comes after he had written his very early plays for the Group Theater, which was a very idealistic young company. By this point, he'd moved to Hollywood, and so there's a lot of craftsmanship involved. So it's actually a very well-written play structurally. It doesn't maybe have the urgency, the emotional urgency that the early ones have, but I was surprised at how much it really did pack a punch, as it were.
This play is a little bit of a moral autobiography of Odets, too. Somehow, I wonder if you could talk about that.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, he was a very idealistic young playwright. Waiting for Lefty was this famous play in which, you know, he took the side of the working man. And he grew up very poor himself. At the same time, by the time he wrote Golden Boy, he had achieved a lot of worldly success. He'd moved to Hollywood and been writing there. He'd married Louise Rainer, and he'd found he liked it. So in some sense, the conflict that the central character is facing, whether to live up to, you know, what his ideals are or to, you know, take the money and run, is one that I think really tore at Odets, too. So I think there's a lot of real feeling in the play, which makes it still viable.
This cast is large for a Broadway show these days. Almost 20 actors on stage. Do they manage to capture the spirit that is behind Odets' work?
Yeah, it's interesting because a lot of the writing sounds on the page quite corny because it's really written in that sort of pungent period vernacular that you see in 1930s comedies, which can really seem hokey on stage. But they're all very well-drilled, and they really each nails the characters. And it's also just nice to see a play that has a full cast. I mean, nowadays the average cast on Broadway is maybe four people, if not fewer. So you really felt like they'd caught the atmosphere of the times.
Bartlett Sher directed. He also directed Awake and Sing. He's known for a lot of work at the Metropolitan Opera, too. Does he show a special affinity for Odets' material?
I think he must have some strong feeling for Odets because both this production and Awake and Sing really get to the emotional core of this material in a way that I think is very effective. As I say, some of it could really come across as a bit dated or hokey, but while, you know, maintaining the real period atmosphere that makes the play, you know, seem naturalistic, he also brings out the emotional truth in it in a way that I think is very effective.
It speaks in a way to his ability to direct opera for many of those same reasons then, too. Clifford Odets's Awake and Sing is what we're talking about now, though. It is in revival in its 75th anniversary year in the same Broadway house where it was premiered, the Belasco. And we go around Broadway each week at this time with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times on WQXR.